Welcome back to the Deep Dive. If you've ever booked, well, anywhere to stay, a hotel, a resort, anything, you know the drill. The first thing you do is hunt for that star rating.
Oh, absolutely. The reviews.
Exactly. And in the hospitality world, that little number isn't just a metric. It's basically the entire financial pipeline. A one-star drop can just crater your booking rates.
It's an environment of like constant pressure. You have managers, frontline staff, all operating, knowing that their jobs, their bonuses, it's all exposed to public opinion on sites they just can't control.
And that's what we're getting into today. We're looking at a system that doesn't just, you know, watch the reviews come in. It actively tries to engineer the public story.
Right. We're looking at material from Hospitaly.com. And our mission here is to really unpack how they move from just passive monitoring to, I guess, aggressive curation.
It's a system that promises to boost three things: occupation, reputation, and revenue. It's not about just hoping for a good review anymore. It's about controlling the entire flow of feedback.
Precisely. This is the difference between reacting to what the internet says about you and proactively designing what the internet even gets to see in the first place.
So let's start there. Why is this level of control so important? The material frames it as, you know, their hard work deserves to shine, but what's the actual business case for it?
I mean, the hard business case is survival. The market is just so saturated.
Right.
A small hotel can give perfect service 99 times out of 100, but that one single public failure can cost them thousands in lost bookings. This kind of service is designed to make sure that good work is what gets seen.
And they promise more than just a higher rating. They mention these actionable steps to make guests happier, all from detailed reports. How does a report turn into revenue?
That's the key, the ROI. They're not just summarizing comments. They're pinpointing the exact operational weak spots.
So, like, your check-in process is too slow.
Exactly that. If the report says your check-in is slow and you fix it, that directly impacts the next wave of guests and their reviews. They turn these, you know, angry online complaints into structured, monetizable data.
So if you're the hotel owner, you stop paying someone to scroll through comments all day, and instead you get this proactive engine that just drives bookings for you.
It's a huge competitive advantage. And it creates this pressure wave. Once your competitors start surgically optimizing their online profiles, you almost have to do it too, or you risk looking worse by comparison.
Okay, let's unpack this core mechanism, because this is where it gets really, really interesting. How do they manage reputation the smart way?
It all boils down to one critical thing.
Yeah.
The ability to decide where a guest leaves their feedback.
Decide for them.
Well, the business gets to decide where your fans leave their feedback. That's the quote. The system basically pre-qualifies the guest's experience.
So let's say I'm a hotel and my Google profile is great, but my Facebook page is dead. I need more traction there.
Yeah.
Can I use this to funnel my happy customers directly to Facebook?
That is precisely the idea. You set the rules. If you need more reviews on TripAdvisor for international travelers, you push the flow there. The AI automation handles this. It's like reputation management as a targeted marketing campaign.
But the big question is, how does it know who is a fan and who's a critic before they post something online for the world to see? How does it make that call?
That's the filter. And, you know, while the source is a bit vague on the exact AI, it almost certainly works through a post-stay internal survey.
Oh, okay.
A guest gets a quick email or text, how was your stay, 1 to 10. If they rate it high, say an 8 or above, the system tags them as a fan and boom, it sends them a direct link to a public review site.
And if they score low, a 5 out of 10.
That's where the second and honestly the most important part kicks in, the private critique loop.
The private critique loop.
Exactly. This is the defensive part. The positive feedback becomes new revenue. But the system is built to receive the words of critique straight in your inbox instead of the World Wide Web.
Wow. Okay, that fundamentally changes the whole review landscape. So if I have a really bad experience, instead of me going to Google to vent, the system intercepts my feedback and sends it straight to the manager.
Right. The business gets to fix the problem with you directly and, more importantly, avoid the public fallout.
So what does that do to the integrity of the public rating, the 5-star score I see online?
It cleans it up dramatically. Mm. The public score becomes way less representative of the full spectrum of experiences, those really negative emotional reviews. They're mostly intercepted. They become customer service issues, not public reputation disasters. So you, the consumer, are left seeing a highly curated version of reality.
What's fascinating here is the tech that's driving all this. We're talking about some serious automation.
Oh, absolutely. The redirection is just the final step. The planning, the strategy, that comes from these AI reports.
And what are those reports actually doing?
They're almost certainly using natural language processing, NLP, to analyze the actual text of the reviews, not just the scores. Meaning it doesn't just say you got a bad score, it isolates specific words. Things like slow room service or uncomfortable beds, even staff names. It links those keywords to specific operational areas that need fixing.
So it's not just a filter, it's an automated consultant telling you where to invest your money for the biggest impact.
That's a great way to put it. And they're looking ahead too. They mention constant feature updates and specifically call out video reviews.
Which is huge. A video feels so much more authentic than a text review.
Incredibly powerful. And then they make it easy to push that good news everywhere with social sharing. A great review comes in, and with one click, it's posted across all your social channels. It monetizes that happy customer twice.
I have to admit, I'm always a little skeptical about the implementation part. They claim onboarding takes just about 2 hours. How is that even possible for a system this sophisticated?
That's a core selling point, the low barrier to entry. That 2 hours is likely just connecting your accounts, Google, TripAdvisor, and so on, and customizing the survey templates. It suggests it's a very user-friendly, cloud-based platform.
No big IT lift required.
Exactly. It's designed to appeal directly to a busy hotel manager who doesn't have time for a 6-month integration project.
And they offer zero risk. You can cancel anytime.
Standard stuff for this kind of service, but it's important. They also offer a one-on-one with a specialist or a free review report. They're basically saying, let us show you your data, and the data itself will convince you.
So what does this all mean? If we take a step back and look at the big picture, we've got a system that uses AI to do two very powerful things. First, it monetizes good reviews by aiming them at specific public sites.
And second, it systematically filters negative feedback away from the public eye and into a private inbox.
It's a solution that, with a 2025 copyright, feels very much the moment. It's about information control as the new marketing.
Mm-hmm. And the source mentions the usual things, like using cookies to analyze traffic, user data being aggregated. That's the fuel for the AI engine that makes all of this work.
It's a pretty remarkable system. Maximize the good, minimize the bad.
It really is. And that leads to our final provocative thought for you listening. If businesses are getting better and better at intercepting negative feedback before it ever hits a public forum, what do you look at? Beyond that main star rating, what metrics should you be using to figure out the true quality of a place before you book?
Because if the bad news is being handled privately,
you might need to dig deeper.
Yeah.
Maybe look for signals that are harder to curate, like how they respond to the few negative reviews that do get through.
Mm-hmm.
Or look for consistency across different platforms. You might have to work a little harder to find the real story.